Welcome, everybody. Springtime is upon us, and you know what that means. It's time to get outside, hang with friends, and enjoy this incredible place we live in, Music City. We want to guide you to some great brews to enjoy in all your springtime festivities with Lightning 100 Brews in Bloom. Welcome to another edition. My name is Jason from Lightning in the Morning, joined by my good friend Matt Leff from Rhizome Productions, and we are talking about brews for the springtime.
Why not?
And we've got an interesting one here. Comes from the Midwest, correct?
It does. Oklahoma, of all places.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So I'm going to call this Farmhouse Fridays.
Farmhouse Fridays. Welcome to it.
Welcome. So this is from Prairie. They're in Oklahoma, outside of Oklahoma City. And this is called Standard. It is sort of their standard house offering. It is a light, crisp, bright, and sort of lemony, limey, farmhouse-style beer. Let's give it a taste so we can better talk about it.
Cheers.
So a lot of people hear the term farmhouse. A good comparison for a farmhouse ale is a Saison, which is a Belgian style of beer. Saison in French means season. And this is a seasonal beer.
There you have it. Makes
but
sense.
They make it all year because we live in the United States. but this is, this is one of the first beers that Prairie has ever made. They are now putting it in cans. And I should mention, all the beers we've been speaking about this week, except for the Yazoo on Monday, are all in cans, which is pretty amazing to think.
I really like that.
I keep talking about cans, so I should clarify. Cans are the direction that all craft breweries are moving towards. And Yazoo will soon have a canning line.
And to your knowledge, Matt, does that have an effect on... I know that when it comes in glass bottles, the color of the bottle can make a determination as far as the light.
Of course.
Of course, temperature is going to matter, but as far as putting it in cans, does that help keep it fresher?
It definitely helps big time. No light, less oxygen is much better for beer. So think about beer on draft. It's in big metal cans.
Right.
So now we have small little cans that we can keep out of the light. So cans are definitely better, and a lot of people will say, oh, but cans make my beer taste funny. It doesn't. It's your nose that makes it smell funny when you're drinking out of it. So just simply pour it in a glass, and it will taste perfect.
Matt Leff giving us some olfactory knowledge here.
Olfactory. Love that word.
This edition of Brews in Bloom. But yeah, to your point, it's traditional, but it's not quite just like your traditional ale.
This is definitely a take on the sort of the Belgian farmhouse style, but they mix it up by using hops from New Zealand, which give it sort of that lemon, limey, almost a little bit of spice from the hops, which, again, wonderful beer, really beautiful, little cloudy, which it should be for a farmhouse ale. And Prairie is really well known for their farmhouse style beers, as well as their big, interesting imperial stouts. They really make a very wide variety of style of beers, but this is a beer that they make all the time. But it is definitely perfect for the spring, barbecuing on the deck. You can definitely crush a few of these.
And speaking of perfects for spring, the East Nashville Beer Fest coming up.
April 13th.
That's a week from tomorrow.
I can't, gosh, wow. I better get to work.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Brews in Bloom. It's been brewed by Lippman Brothers, Rhizome Productions, and Lightning 100. And don't forget, you can listen to this and all of our Brews in Bloom over on demand at lightning100.com.